this is something that is definitely or should be on your list, and it's a great, it's kind of an, it's an honor to have him on. He's one of the great voices in Chicago. You know him from all of those national anthems, and then, and I mentioned it before the break, is like bar none the greatest stylist out there singing the music of Sinatra, but that does not define him so much that he does. The one and only John Vincent, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's great to have you. It's always great to have you on, whether you're singing the national anthem, wherever it is that you are doing that, so many different venues, or even here on the radio. One of the things I had always wondered, and I'm sure people have asked you all of that, is that, so when it comes to Sinatra, you're good at it. Was it one of those things, and for those people out there that are familiar with Queen and Freddie Mercury, Mark Martel, he is an uncanny, he's amazing, he's able to do that voice, but he was never a fan. It just came out that he happened to be good at it. And he was, and said, okay, well, this is something that, that people enjoy and that I can do. So when it comes to Sinatra, were you a fan of Sinatra, or at what point did you realize, hey, you know what? I'm good at this.
I was a fan of Sinatra first, and that was in college when I first started really getting to know his music. And then I started singing along to it, but didn't really think I could do it until I started at, 29. And even then, I still am like, trying to get my voice down to it, and I can't listen to my voice when it comes to, listening to Sinatra or me performing Sinatra. I have to hear Sinatra because it's just so off for me.
Yeah. It's amazing, and it's one of the things that I'm sure, that people always say, oh my gosh, that's incredible, but got an opportunity to hear you sing a number of different times, and when you think, how good could you be at that? But when it comes to whether it's Louis Armstrong, whether it's come even like Johnny Cash or Dean Martin, like at what point, is there anything that you can't do voice-wise, or are there some things that, you just kind of discover, I can do that one?
There are so many that I cannot do that I wish I can. But then, as especially during the pandemic, I think just practicing more and really saying, okay, I have this space, at Rizzo's where it was empty. I can practice and just try all these different voices, and I'm not singing at other shows except for when I was like singing outside during, a few months. There really wasn't much going on. So you kind of step outside of your comfort zone. And I just did that, but I really had to do that during the pandemic while my voice was resting. And I was able to find some other voices that I can get to. But there's other ones that I'll never get to. You talk about Freddie Mercury, no way, no chance. He is the best voice ever. I can't even come close if I tried a million times.
Oh, well, no, but it's just not in your register. It's just a different voice, but it is amazing. So the opportunity to see you, you'll never forget it. If you see John Vincent do a national anthem, I don't want to say it gets the thing going. It totally ignites the crowd in a big way, but the opportunity to see you in sort of a concert setting is here. So talk a little bit about, you mentioned Rizzo's and you've been doing some shows there and people are loving it, but you have at least one more show coming up that people can get to.
We have one more. Yes, we were very lucky that we, we sold out of every the last three shows. Now this show has a few more tickets, I believe, and there's a few more general admission. I don't know if there's any seating available, but there is general admission tickets, and that is Thursday the 23rd. And we have one of the Jersey Girls performing on there. Her name is Daniela. And she's going to be performing a few songs that night also. And I had a young lady sing this past Sunday, which was Lauren Dion Jones, who, my God, she had an amazing voice, beautiful voice. It was just, people loved her voice. We have a couple different singers in there, so it's not, you're not just listening to me. It's a whole experience.
Well, no, but that's a great, during those other, when you've got those other performers there, it's an opportunity for people to come up and get a picture with you or talk to you, say hi, kind of share different things that they enjoy about what it is that you're doing. And to have that concert setting, I think is really cool. So for the listeners that either have been there or that are going to come and see you and hope we'll have links up for the 23rd, like what are they going to experience? Are you doing, it's holiday time, do you do some Christmas stuff or do you do some of the standards? What are people going to see?
Yes, I definitely do some Christmas music, do some of the standards, talk a lot about what songs mean to me in the years I've sang at Ditka's and sang at Wrigley Field and all the other great places I had to sing, speak personally about some stuff about myself, my mental health struggles. I talk about my father and his struggle with dementia. And actually, last show, my dad would come to my shows and sing My Way with me. But last show, we called him, and he sang a few bars over the phone. And we put the speaker on throughout the whole sound system in the theater, and people loved it. So we got my dad on to sing My Way a little bit.
Oh, so people get the full 360 John Vincent, every part of you that makes you you and makes you great as well. You mentioned your dad. You mentioned some of the things. I know we texted a little bit before we got you on, and 312-981-7200 people are going to be texting in their Christmas traditions. And it doesn't have to be something super normal, right? It can be something a little out of the box. So John, what are some of the things, you know, outside of opening presents as a kid or maybe the tree, are there any like Christmas traditions you want to share with the listeners?
Yes, my favorite time in my whole life of my Christmas traditions was Christmas Eve at my grandma, my Nonna Gikonda's house, my grandmother, my father's mother. And we would be there with my grandfather John, my Nonna Giovanni, and about 50 of us in this little bungalow on 62nd and Monitor by Midway Airport. And it, all the kids would be on one side of the table, all the adults on the other. And we'd go to midnight mass, and we'd play tech football in the street at around 11 o'clock at night on Christmas Eve. And they let us open one gift that night, our parents.
I
got a He-Man action figure doll that I just was so excited about. But those were the traditions. It's the, you know, fish dinner that you have, the Italian tradition, Feast of the Seven Fishes, I think they call it.
Yep.
It was awesome.
Well, hopefully that maybe you're playing tackle football in the street. Hopefully maybe it was medical supplies, maybe some gauze or some bandages or anything.
The funniest one was when I was dying to get a pair of parachute pants as a kid, as how they were so big in the 80s and how we all loved them. I don't know how we all loved them, but I loved them. And they were, you know, really big back in the 80s. That was the one gift I can open up the night before. I put them on, and this is how smart I am, to play tackle football in the streets. Split them the first night. I was over. That was over.
My biggest
pair of pants when I was a kid there.
That's awesome. 312-981-7200. People sharing their memories. And John, as we let you go, before we go to news, give the website for people to get tickets and more information about the show coming up on the 23rd.
Yes, it is John Vincent Live, or johnvincentlive.com. And it's through Eventbrite, and you can go on there, or you could either go on Rizzo's website, which will have it on their Eventbrite, and it just tells you where to purchase tickets. And I believe there is maybe a table open, but I know there are general admission tickets available.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for that as well. And good luck with the show, and good luck, and congratulations to all the fans who get out there and see you. Bless you, John Vincent. Have a great Christmas, and thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you always. You're too kind, and you're such a great guy. I really appreciate you having me on. You're the best, really.